Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th canto, 5th chapter, 30th verse. Sri Prahlad Uvacha, Matir, Na, Krishne, Parata, Vato, Va, Mita, Avipajeta, Viha, Ratana, Adanta, Obhir, Vishatam, Samishram, Puna, Sargita, Sarvanana, Sri Prahlad Uvacha, Matirna Krishne Parato Svatova, Matirna Krishne Parato Svatova, Nito Vipajeta Griha Vratanam, Nito Vipajeta Griha Vratanam, Nito Vipajeta Griha Vratanam, Nito Vipajeta Griha Vratanam, Adanta Gobhir Vishatam Tamishram, Adanta Gobhir Vishatam Tamishram, Adanta Gobhir Vishatam Tamishram, Adanta Gobhir Vishatam Tamishram, Punak Punas Charvita Chavananam.
Prahlad Uvacha, Matirna Krishne Parato Svatova, Nito Vipajeta Grihavratanam, Adanta Gobhir Vishatam Tamishram, Punak Punas Charvita Chavananam. So, we are trying to spread in this Krishna consciousness movement. It is very difficult task because people are so much addicted to material enjoyment that they do not like this moment, Krishna consciousness. Although this is the objective aim and ultimate goal of human life, how to revive our Krishna consciousness. Since we have forgotten Krishna, Krishna means God. Krishna Sru Bhagavan Sat. This is the verdict of the Vedic literature, that people are searching after God, making great research work to find out what is God. And most people, they are not interested in God. At the present moment, especially in this Kali Yuga, they are not interested in God consciousness. Why they are not interested in God consciousness? That is stated in Bhagavad Gita, Namam Duskitina Mura Prapadanti Narathama. Maya Apurhita Jnana Asuri Bhavamas. Krishna says, these classes of man, namely, what is the Duskritina. Duskritina means always engaged in sinful activities. Kriti means very meritorious. very intelligent. Kriti is Lord. But those Kriti, their merit is being utilized in sinful activities. Therefore, those Kriti, they could be utilized for making this life perfect. But instead of doing that, they are engaged in sinful activities. Sinful activities mean sense gratification. Sense gratification, when one becomes very much addicted to sense gratification, the symptoms are very prominent in this age. Everyone is working very hard simply for sense gratification. And as soon as you take this life of sense gratification, you are sure to commit sinful activities. For example, throughout the whole world, there are so many breweries manufacturing liquor, especially in Western countries. You'll find so much. The advertisement, liquor advertisement, whiskey advertisement, cigarette advertisement, and what to speak of slaughterhouse. There are many, many hundreds and thousands of slaughterhouses. And innocent animals are being killed all over the world unnecessarily. People can live with food grains that is allowed for the all living entities. The Bhagavad Gita, it is said, Annad Bhavanti Bhutani. Simply by growing food grains, both the animals and the man, they can live very happily. You can grow food grains very easily. I've seen in the Western countries, they are growing food grains for the animals. And the food grains are eaten by the animals, and the animal is eaten by man. They are producing food grains. And what is the statistics that the animal eating food grains, the same time, the same amount of food grains can be eaten by so many men?
The acreage cow who eats requires so many acres for that one cow, and then that cow is slaughtered and it only feeds a few men, whereas that same acreage could feed hundreds of men.
So these things have to be noted, how they are engaged in sinful activities. And the solution is given in the Bhagavad Gita, that produce food grain. Annad Bhavanti Bhutani. So I see in your this Mauritius land, you have got enough land to produce food grain. You will produce food grain. I understand that instead of growing food grains, you are growing sugar cane for exporting. Why? And you are dependent on food grains, on rice, wheat, dal. Why? Why this attempt? You first of all grow your own eatables. And if there is time and if your population has got sufficient food grains, then you can try to grow other fruits and vegetables for exporting. The first necessity is that you should be self-sufficient. That is God's element. Everywhere there is sufficient land to produce food. Not only in your country, I have traveled all over the world. Africa, Australia, and other America also. There are so much land taken that if we produce food grain, then we can feed 10 times as much population as at the present moment. There is no question of scarcity. The whole creation is so made by Krishna that everything is purnam, complete, purnamidam, purnamidam, purnat purnamudachyate, purnasya purnamadaya, purnameva avasishyate. If we don't produce food there, you require it, put unnecessarily men into scarcity, that is sin. Everything. Everything, every instruction for our happy life and to advance in Krishna consciousness and make life perfect. Unfortunately, we do not know what is the perfect life. Therefore, it is said here, puna punachar vitacharvanana, killing the sheep. If we don't make our life perfect, perfect means stop this business of killing the sheep. Puna punachar vitacharvanana. Now suppose we have got this human form of life. Now, by our pious activities, we may be elevated to the higher planetary system, Sargolo, heavenly planet. But what we shall gain there? The same sense gratification in higher strength, therefore. Despite sense gratification is there in the society of the cats and dogs, sense gratification is there in one country, in another country, but the arrangement is maybe little different. But the pleasure of sense gratification is the same. Either you enjoy it as a dog, as a human being, or as a dingo. The sense gratification pleasure is not different, it is the same. So, we are in this material world, we are changing our body, tatha dehantara prapti, and enjoying sense gratification. That is called punapunacharvitacharvana. Again, chewing the seed. I have tasted it in this life or that life. Again I am trying to that. So this business, when we are disgusted with this business, that is called knowledge. So, that knowledge and that renunciation or detachment can be achieved only by Krishna consciousness. Only by Krishna consciousness. It is clearly stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Janva karmamsa ne vibham jijanati tattva. If you simply study Krishna in truth, then tapta deham punarjanma naiti mamiti kone. Then the result will be that after giving up this present body, he does not have to accept another material body. Have to accept another material body that is called Puna Puna Chandipachama. Either I get this human form of body, either get as the body of a dog, or either I get the body of a demigod. The business is the same. Ahara nidra bhayamayakam. Eating, sleeping, and sex life, and defense. Don't think that the heavenly planet, they are very safe. We have got information from Bhagavatam. Lord Indra is always perplexed. So many demons disturbing, the fighting is going on. Although they have got a long duration of life, 10,000s of years their duration of life. And their 1 year, their 1 day is equal to our 6 months. So, this way our life is being spoiled and it can be stopped only by Krishna consciousness. But this Krishna consciousness, Prahlad Maharaj saying that this Krishna consciousness cannot be achieved by Grihabhratana. Grihabhratana means those who are interested in this family life or self-gratification life. For them it is very difficult. The talking was going on between the father and the son. The son is Prahlad, he is a devotee, and the father, Hiranyakashipu, he is a materialistic person, he is interested in money and woman. So this is the difference between devotee and non-devotee. The father was challenging his son, where he got this Krishna consciousness. So, his son replied flatly that, Mathinna Krishna Paratosakuba. My dear father, this Krishna consciousness cannot be achieved by speculation or by hearing from others. Matina parata means hearing from others. And sataha, sataha means personally by mental speculation or philosophical speculation. Mitho, mitho means by congregational meeting, by conference. Why? The Grihabhratana. If one is addicted to this material way of life, he cannot understand or cannot be convinced about Krishna consciousness. In the Bhagavad Gita also, it is said that bhogai sadya prasaktana prayaburhita cetasa dosadmika buddhi samadhuna vigatya. Those who are too much attached for materialistic way of life means a sensitive. Materialistic way of life means sensitive. What is the difference between a spiritual life and material life? These boys from Europe and America, they are adopting the spiritual life, means they have stopped the process of sense-gratification. No illicit sex, no meat-eating, no gambling, no interest. This is materialistic way of life. Otherwise, what is the difference between this life and that life? If we stick to the materialistic way of life, it will be very, very difficult to understand this Krishna consciousness movement. Matina Krishna Parasa Vipatuba. Mitho Vipadi the Grihabhatana. Why? Adanta Govi. Adanta means uncontrolled. Uncontrolled. Our senses are uncontrolled. This morning, while I was walking on the beach, we found so many things. The capsule of the Coca-Cola, cigarette box, and so many other things. So, what is the necessity of this Coca-Cola? You don't find all these things in our society. You don't drink Coca-Cola. You don't drink Pepsi-Cola. You don't smoke. So many things which are selling in the market in huge quantity by advertisement, by victimizing the poor customer. But they are called unnecessary things. There is no need of such things. But Adanta Govi, because the senses cannot be controlled, they are making business. They are making business. Unnecessary. So we have to control the senses. If we really want spiritual life, if we really want to be free from these material patterns, then we have to learn how to control the senses. That is wanted. That is the purpose of human life. That is the purpose of human life. Human life is not meant for imitating the life of cats and dogs and hogs. That is not human life. This morning there was press representative, so they can to take some information. Our first information is that we are trying to bring human beings to the standard of human being from the standard of cats and dogs. This is Krishna consciousness. Cats and dogs life means this Adanta Go, uncontrolled senses. That is cats and dogs. It's like one dog, one female dog, is surrounded by one dozen male dogs. Why? Adanta Govi, they cannot control their senses. On the street, they are having sex. They cannot control the senses. Adanta Govi. So human life means control the senses. That is human life. If you remain like cats and dogs, Adanta Govi, without controlling the senses, then where is the difference between dog and you? There is no difference. Actually, that is being accepted at the present moment. The so-called civilization means to allow the senses to enjoy as far as possible. This is advancement of civilization. This is the same example. Just we can be very happy by eating the food grains which must we have to produce either for me or for the animal. Without producing food grain, you cannot even eat the meat. Because they want food grains, they want vegetables. So you have to produce. But because we have uncontrolled senses, instead of eating the grains, you are eating the animals. This is called Adanta Bhogi. So we do not consider that the life which I am killing for my subsistence, it is eating grain, and I can also eat grain. So why shall I commit this sinful life by killing another living being? You cannot do that. You are not allowed to kill even an ant. Just like in any state, suppose one man is useless, he is not doing anything. So you cannot kill. The state will take state. You will have to be hanged. You cannot say that this man was useless, it has no utility for the society, therefore I kill. No. That is consideration of the human being. That is man-made law. But God-made law, any living being, if you kill, the same punishment. But that we do not know on account of our uncontrolled senses. Adanta bhogi visatam kamishtam. We do not know that by killing an innocent animal, we are going to the darkest region of hellish life. Actually, that is happening now. Hellish life, the child is in the womb of the mother. It is hellish condition. It is stool, urine, it is floating. And there also the life is not safe, because of the modern advanced civilization, the child is being killed even by the mother. This is why. So, we do not know subtle laws of nature, subtle laws of God, how things are happening, how things are going on. And without knowing these facts, our human life is spoiled. So, the Krishna Consciousness Movement is trying to convince, educate people the value of life, how the process of living conditions are going on. Not we have manufactured all this. It is received from the Vedas. Vedas means the book of knowledge. Veda means knowledge. Vetti Veda Veda Jnana. Jnana means knowledge. So a human life is made for taking knowledge, jnana, jnana vairagya. So, vāsa vede bhagavati bhakti yoga prayojita janayati asu vairagyam. When we understand we are now implicated in so many in sinful life and we have to reap the result, we have to suffer for it. Dehantara prapti, we are not going to die. Na hannati hannamane sarire. It is not that everything, the atheists think like that. When this body is finished, everything is finished. That is not the fact. There were atheists in India also. They say, vasivutasvade hasrat kutapunaragamanamare javadjive sukhamajive. That is the atheistic theory. Actually, that we are not, this subjected to death. Rajayati namriyati va. We are not subjected. We are simply changing the dress, this body, but as soul, I am eternal, you are eternal. And on account of our uncontrolled senses, unbridled senses, we are changing different types of body. Suppose I am now a human being, I am enjoying life very nicely, but if next life I become a dog, a street dog, we can see how miserable life it is. Huh? And even I become a very powerful, a strong animal, a tiger, or a lion, there is still, it is miserable life. Miserable life. So long we shall be in the material world, changing different bodies, it is miserable. Kleshada, asadeha, any body, it is kleshada, painful, miserable. The Shastra says, Nuram pramatta kuruti vikarma, jadindiya pritaye aptinoti, prasadumanne jato atmanoyam, asannati kleshada asadeha. People have become mad, pramatya, and doing all sinful activities. Nulam pramatya kuruti vikarma. Vikarma means sinful activities. And why they are doing so? Just indriya pritai atmanoti, simply for sense. There is no higher end, only sense. The Shastra says, dasadvaya, this is not good. Why? Because on account of our sinful activities, we have already got this painful, miserable condition like this body. And if we still go on like that, then again we shall get such body and suffering. So this is sense, this is gyan. We, every one of us, we are trying to be happy without any suffering. That is the aim of life. Anandamaya Vyasa. We are living being, part and parcel of Krishna. Our nature is to become happy, pleased, joyful. But this is not the way of becoming happy, joyful, and enjoy pleasure. This is not the way. The way is different, that is Krishna consciousness. Everyone should be very serious to expect this process of Krishna consciousness, not only personally, but teach others, state-wise, family-wise, community-wise, so that we may not be envious to our dependents. We should be liberal. So give them the proper chance to understand Krishna consciousness, so that they make their life happy and attain the stage of eternity. Yaritana, nahanna tehannamane sarire. Simply we are changing body. It is a great science. But unfortunately there is no teaching in the school, college or university. Simply we are in darkness. If we keep people in darkness and advertise that we are advancing, it is another type of teaching. So, people should understand the value of life, the science of life, that tathādehāntara-prāpti, we are changing this body, and the samples of body, 8,400,000 forms of life, just like the trees are standing in our compound, they cannot move an inch. Is that very good life? So he, I am asked to stand at a place for 5 minutes, it becomes troublesome. And they are standing for 5,000 years. Just see the punishment. There are so many forms of life. There is no science to understand why there are varieties of life. Why this tree standing in front of me in miserable condition and I am sitting in this room very comfortably. It is also life, I am also life. Why we are arranging for this different status of life? These are to be understood and everything is there clear in the Bhagavad Gita. If we take to the subconsciousness, study Bhagavad Gita, and then after studying, we study Srimad Bhagavatam. Then our life is successful. So every father, every state, every guardian, every guru, every relative to educate his dependent in Krishna consciousness to give them chance to be liberated from this bondage of miserable condition of material life. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Next place to the noble
Is it true that when you die, when you're going to die, you get another life?
Yes.
You do not believe in this?
No. I haven't. For the moment, I don't believe in it. Because you see, when you die, you are not, when you have been dying.
You're dying every moment. You are dying every moment. Do you know that?
Yes, I know.
You know it?
Even when you die.
No. Why you are dying every moment? Not when you die. You are dying every, just like you are, what is your age?
I'm 22.
22. Since your birth, you have died already 22 years. Do you know that? Suppose if you live for 18 years, out of that 22 years minus, that means you have already died 22 years. Is it not?
Alors, si on meurt, le réincarnation, comment devenons-nous?
How does reincarnation happen when one dies?
And first of all, you have to admit this, that since your birth, you have already died 22 years. Do you admit or not? Then why do you say when I die? You have already died. It is less intelligence only that you cannot understand that you have died 22 years. Yes. That is the ignorance. That it is just like bank balance you have got on 100,000 rupees and you are growing. That means bank balance is decreasing. So, you are destined to live, say, for 100 years. Out of that 22 years, you have already died. So why don't you understand that you are dying every moment? So now, if you have understood, it is a common sense. You are a child. So that body is dead. Now you are a young man. So is this not incarnation? Not the same body. Not December.
Ramananda,
come this way. It is not the same body. When
he wants to know whether the end of the world.
First of all, he is questioning in direction. Don't talk big words. First of all, let him understand what is his question. The question is that after death, how is incarnate? That he can understand from the present life. His childhood body is dead. And he still has got a body. This is incarnation.
How do you understand the end of the world?
First of all, your first question should be answered.
So he has got the advantage about reincarnation. You understand?
It is clear that your childhood body is dead, your boyhood body is dead, and you are still have a body. This is incarnate.
But he understands now.
This soul is eternal. The soul is covered by two kinds of bodies. One is subtle body, just like you have got your mind. I have got my mind. Do you see my mind? Do I see your mind? So, the soul is carried by two kinds of body. One body is gross, made of earth, water, air, sky, like that. And the other, there is a certain coat, this is the coating. And there is another body, sar, which is made of mind, intelligence and ego. So when this gross body is finished, the subtle body is there. So at the time of your death, the mental condition will carry you to a similar body.
Il y a Gautier, il y a un qui est Gautier et l'autre qui est sublime. Gautier c'est le feu, l'éclair, l'eau, comme ça, la terre, sèche, tellement. Et l'autre c'est plus sublime, c'est le mental, pensée, l'intelligence et l'égoïsme pense. Et l'homme est différent de tous les deux. Et à l'heure de la mort, on doit quitter ce qu'on veut.
This mental body, you do not see. Therefore, you say that this man is dead. It is not dead. The gross body is same, and the mental body carries him to another gross body.
There are some people in the world who
Personally.